Sandra Hinman, the last name is H-I-N-M-A-N. 75-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD3A1. The patient continues to have good kidney function, and with a creatinine of 0.95 and a BUN of 15 and an estimated GFR of 62, and there is no evidence of proteinuria, there is no activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension, and today the patient did not take the blood pressure medications. And the patient has a blood pressure of 185/97, and this blood pressure has been trending up. The patient states that at home the blood pressure is under control. This patient is going to be asked to make a blood pressure log, heart rate log, and weight log, so we will be able to make changes accordingly. Following number, the patient has evidence of increased cholesterol with the HDL that is higher than 50, but the LDL is elevated at 172. The patient has concerns about the use of the statins, and she has declined the recommendation. This is a patient that is 75 years old with hypertension without any symptoms related to the cardiovascular point of view, but seems to me that at this age, with all the risk factors that she has, she should be evaluated by the cardiologist. We are going to refer her to Dr. Torres, and we are also going to voice the concern of the hyperlipidemia. Following number, the uric acid has been under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency has been within range. She's on supplements. Following number, the patient had a remote history of nephrolithiasis that is not present in the most recent retroperitoneal ultrasound that was done on September the 12th of 2023. The retroperitoneal ultrasound is normal. Following number, we have to keep in mind that this patient had a COVID infection in September. She's complaining of tremors. These tremors could be related to the use of the albuterol, whether or not there is affection of the COVID giving these tremors is always a consideration. We are going to recommend the patient to hold the albuterol and the white legs at WILEXA at least for 48 hours and see if we can establish a relationship between tremors and albuterol, or if indeed the patient has tremors that had to be evaluated by neurologist. The patient is recommended to follow a plant-based diet, low sodium, and a fluid restriction. Re-evaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.